You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of God. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter. Here ends the reading. What does it mean to be a church member? For years, church membership was thought of as being a member of an organization, not unlike being a member of the Lions Club or Elks Club or the German American Club. This understanding seemed to go hand in glove with the organizational or corporate structure of the church post-World War II, when church councils took on the trappings of boards of directors. To be a member of the church meant signing on the dotted line, receiving a box of offering envelopes, and maintaining at the least the minimum required attendance and giving to remain a voting member or member in good standing. What was lost in many ways was the biblical understanding of being a disciple and follower of Jesus. In the North American Lutheran Church, there's a decided movement away from thinking of the church as an organizational, institutional, social entity, as we want to hear again Jesus' call for us to come and see, come and follow him. In the biblical sense, to be a member of the church means to be a living, functioning member of his body. Member in this way of thinking is not organizational, but organic, as the hand or foot or eye or mouth is a member of one's physical body. This shift in thinking is not only biblical, it's essential to the renewal of the church in the world today. Thinking of ourselves only as members of the social club, which is the church, leads to minimum required participation, rather than encouraging full, faithful following of Jesus as Lord. The season of Lent is an appropriate time for us as individuals and as congregations to consider our self-understanding and respond accordingly. Do we see ourselves as part of the community of disciples committed to following Jesus and his will and his way? Or are we stuck in old patterns of church and church membership, which are leading to decline and decay, rather than experiencing dynamic, living faith and discipleship? Without turning this devotion into an advertisement, the NALC Life to Life Discipleship Initiative is one way that we are being renewed as disciples and followers of Jesus, the Messiah. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, make me a living, active disciple and follower. Amen. And here's a suggested Lenten response. Do some research to become familiar with life-to-life discipleship, the Credo Initiative, and our commitment in the NALC to the Great Commission. You can find it by visiting nalclifetolife.org.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.